This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
The Morning Conversation, a presentation of Concrete Builders Supply. Brian Trinkle, Executive Director of Greater Douglas United Way, joins us. Brian, good morning.
Good morning, Kyle.
So let's talk about the COVID-19 Emergency Response Fund you announced yesterday, $10,000 going to the Salvation Army there. But let's talk about the fund overall. What led to it getting started?
Well, just seeing what was happening across the globe, and you know, this pandemic has reached our country's borders, and now it's, you know, impacting our local economy. I started a couple of weeks ago, contacted our board, and it was a unanimous decision to start raising some funds to help our local member agencies meet the needs of those people that they're serving in our community. So we started it up, and it's going strong so far.
And right now, this is the second announcement of a grant that you've made. What was the first one?
The first one was March 20th when we announced the fund on March 20th. The first disbursement from our fund was March 27th, and that went to the Friendly Kitchen Meals on Wheels of Roseburg. They've seen their request for daily meals jump from 200 to over 360, and you know, the majority of their clients and their volunteers are, you know, 60 years of age and above, and they're really that age group is really impacted by what we're experiencing right now, and we thought it was necessary to get some funds out there to help them ease some burdens that they're facing right now. So
both of those organizations getting funds right now, and talk about the money coming in.
The money coming in, it was pretty cool. I called Banner Bank, and we got that account set up on March 20th, and it wasn't probably 30 seconds after I got off the phone call, you know, getting the steps started on setting up that account, that I received a phone call from Tony Coppi from Pacific Source Health Plans here in Oregon, and he said they were granting us $25,000. They know the good works that United Way is doing in their communities, and they help support us during our UCC Strong efforts, you know, about 5 years ago. And they granted us $25,000, and then soon after, Oregon Community Foundation granted us $24,000. And then we've had probably 10 or 12 just local donations from individuals coming through Facebook and our website. So we're over $50,000 so far. We've got some requests out for a potential another $15,000 to $20,000, so we haven't heard back on those specific grants. We're just running this campaign kind of like we do our normal giving campaign throughout the year. You know, we get some large donations, but if everyone would give a little bit, even if it's, you know, $5, it's going to go a long ways. A lot of money from a lot of people is going to help our community beat this thing.
So who's involved with you on this project?
Right now, it's our member agencies. I know Costco has helped us out. We just secured some toilet paper for our local member agencies, and we're in the process of trying to secure some other, you know, cleaning supplies, hand sanitizers, Lysol sprays, wipes, and whatnot that are going to go out to our agencies. As you know, we've all had to, you know, whether you're a for-profit, nonprofit, individuals, families, churches, we're in this thing together, and we've all been impacted in a pretty negative way right now. So we're just trying to do our part to help ease the burden in our community right now.
And obviously, this is going to be something that's going to be going on for a bit of a long haul.
Yeah, you know, we were hesitant to start the fund early on in March. Just because we didn't know how it was really going to play out. You know, we've seen, you know, in the news and media how it's played out in China and Italy and you know, across Europe, across the globe. And, you know, we've got a lot better health care in our community and in our country than some of those other countries. And we didn't know what to do, you know, not really knowing what the immediate need was, nor do we know what the long-term needs are going to be. So, you know, we wanted to get some monies out, you know, immediate to help meet some of those needs, but we're also wanting to hold some monies back just in case there are, you know, some long-term needs for our member agencies. So we're trying to be wise. There's a fine line between, you know, getting monies out and holding on for the long haul. So my board has been supportive of our efforts so far. The community has been supportive. So we're just trying to do our part for our community in Douglas County.
So for people listening right now that might want to help out, whether, like you said, a small amount, or maybe some folks are able to help with a larger amount, how do they make a donation?
You can go to any Banner Bank in Douglas County and make, you can call them, you can wire money, you can make a direct deposit into Greater Douglas United Way's COVID-19 Emergency Response Fund. You can go to our website. It's www.gdua.org. You can drop off a check. We're operating normal business hours right now. We've got our doors locked, but as people come to our door that we know, we'll let them in. We're doing the social distancing that we've all been encouraged to do. But the main one is going to our website. It's pretty easy. We've got a list of resources, not just on how to give, but we've got links to Douglas County Public Health Network. We've got links to Oregon Health Authority, the CDC, just kind of a one-stop shop to get some of those important press releases and that information that's being released at the federal level as well as the local level. So we've set up a special page on our website to help be a resource to our community.
All right, Brian Trinkle, Greater Douglas United Way. Anything else you want to let folks know this morning?
No, just it. Being a part of Douglas County for almost 20 years, we've been rocked by, some disasters in the past, and we've overcome them. We've become stronger in the midst of it. And I know if we stick to what we know and who we are here in Douglas County, it's a giving, caring, loving community. We're gonna fight this thing, and we're gonna be stronger coming out of it. But it's gonna take all of us to be wise, to make those short-term sacrifices that we've been asked to make for the long-term benefit of our community. So we're in it with everyone, and if there's anything that we can help out as an organization or that my family and I can help out with, we're just a phone call away, so you can reach us at 672-1734. Give us a call, stop by the office, and we'll do what we can to help.
All right, Brian Trinkle from United Way, thanks for being on this morning.
Thanks, Kyle.
839 at News Radio 1240 KQEN.